Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout. It's also a podcast. You know that already. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Always produced at WBGO 88.3 FM here in Newark at checkoutjazz.org. That's where all of our shows are archived. I'm Simon Rentner. When I say today's show is unusual, it really is because we head to one of the original crossroads of civilization itself, Istanbul, Turkey. I landed last summer at the 26th annual Istanbul Jazz Festival, and this is a place where East meets West, old meets new, and culture is thriving in dazzling convergences that you're about to hear today. But what I didn't expect about Istanbul is that it actually reminded me of New York City, just the sheer density of the place, the relentless energy of its occupants rushing all around, and the beautiful chaos that seems to unfold on a daily basis. Like in New York City, Turkey's best minds, its entrepreneurs, its finest musical talent often move here, much as they do here in New York City. Or maybe they'll one day accomplish their hopes and dreams. We're going to be talking to the curator, artistic director of the Istanbul Jazz Festival, Harun Izer, as he guides us through his Vitrin showcase. 4 days within the Istanbul Jazz Festival that showcases some of its finest local talent. And just to warn you, not all of this is going to be jazz. There's going to be a little psychedelia, a little electronica, and some experimental improvisational music, some ancient ney flute that I'm excited to share with you. All of this woven together that will reflect this rich tapestry of sound that can be found in Turkey today. So we'll begin today with an award-winning pianist and composer new to Istanbul's jazz scene. Born in 1988, the pianist and composer, her name is Etta Ant, and this is her Augmented Life project. We'll begin today's show with Hamburg Medley, and then talk to Harun Izer on the other side. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Hamburg Medley from the pianist and composer Etta And. Augmented Life is her project. And we're going to learn more about her as we speak to the artistic director of this year's Vitrin Showcase, also the Istanbul Jazz Festival celebrating its 26th year. And we'll bring you that conversation now. And as we like to do here on The Checkout, we like to travel the world, speak to artistic directors to talk about some of these unknown names, obviously, here in the United States. Thank you, Haroon, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's just get straight to the music. This first trumpeter, who is he and what have you selected for us?
Barış Demirel. He's one of the local guys that's been on the scene for like 5-6 years. People compare his music to Ibrahim Maluf, for example. Easy comparison because a lot of people do know about him and his interesting trumpet innovations fusing the Eastern and Western sounds. What Barış does is such a fusion, actually, of different worlds. He has an all Western instrumentation in his quartet. Guitar, bass, drums, and he plays a trumpet. But the sound that comes out of that quartet, meeting the both worlds, which we love here actually. It's a local sound that can speak to the global audience.
Do you have anything to say about this track that you selected?
Yes, the song is called Babam Gil. The translation would mean my father. Rhythm-wise, it has two sections. A start, like a old school Turkish oyun havası, which is a dancing song in slow rhythm, and then turns into a very upbeat fast track and comes back to that slow but moving theme. Thank you.
Harun Izer is our guest today from the Istanbul Jazz Festival, the artistic director that also puts on the Vitrine Showcase for Contemporary Music. Well, moving on to this next selection, and are you ready to go back to the beginning of everything? What, 13.8 billion years ago or something like that? He's playing some kind of folkloric flute, and then he plays it in such a way to get these crazy overtones. What is the name of this flute?
It's called ney, ney flute. In some ways, it's similar to shakuhachi of the Japanese tradition. People say shakuhachi is a very hard instrument to play, as well as ney is told to be very hard to play. It takes years to get a proper sound from the instrument.
And what's the name of this artist? And
Volkan Incuves. He's a multi-instrumentalist, actually. He plays guitar, some electronics, but also the ney flute very well. This is actually from a recent album that he released with four ney players, including himself, which kind of is a new approach to the ney flute playing, because ney flute is a very traditional and a very old instrument in the Turkish Ottoman music tradition, actually, in this bigger region of Anatolia.
Which is the so-called Asian Turkey.
Yeah, the Asian Turkey, that's right.
This could actually date back 20,000 years, 10,000, 8,000, I saw a lot of different kind of...
8,000 BC. It's a real long instrument, a bit longer than the classic flute, and it has also different size variations, so they play it in a very slow way, and it evolves and evolves. And what Volkan Incuves has done also in this album is something different. He's not playing it in the traditional way, or like the melodies or the musical structure.
No,
is not
it
traditional.
Should be put in like a modern museum of art almost. It seems like conceptual work.
Yes, you could say that. I mean, even that also comes from the name of the songs, like Big Band GRB 090423.
Sounds like some solar constellation.
Probably so. The album is called Kün. The names of the songs are like Quasar, Black Hole, Pulsar, Milky Way. So it has this very space feeling.
Thank you.
Harun Izer is our guest today on the Checkout from WBGO, a special edition from the Istanbul Jazz Festival, where he curates a series of concerts. I just saw a spectacular show with Kamasi Washington. The day before that, Snarky Puppy with a folkloric drum ensemble from this region. But here we are putting a spotlight on some of the artists here at the Vitrin Showcase at this festival.
I should say that in the festival, especially in the section of showcase section, the Vitrin program, we try to represent as much as possible the broad spectrum of the Turkish, current Turkish music, almost everything except popular music.
And I don't know if we're going to get any more contemporary than what we just heard, but maybe we can, because Kava Grande is making a charge at that.
Yes, a wonderful electronic duo. The first songs we listened to had obviously a lot of local ethnic connections, let's say. But what Kava Grande does is just electronic music in the Western style, I would say.
There's nothing
ethnic
Anatolia sounding about this.
You're right. A lot of people expect music from different regions of the world, especially if I may say the look of Westerners to the non-Western areas are in that kind of, could we say, orientalistic.
There's the sort of the fetishizing of exotic culture from the Western point of view that you kind of want to get away from, which we all should.
Yeah, Kava Grande is one of those projects to me, actually.
It sounds like you're in a rave in the Netherlands or something.
Yes, or maybe Nordic bit, because we are quite close with Europe. We are a lot influenced by the European music, European scene, European people, and we also influence them in a way more than we could and would be able to influence, for example, American people. So there's always that kind of interaction.
Continue on with this playlist. And, you know, this is a jazz show, but we're going to make a little exceptions here because it's more interesting to do that sometimes. So how about for some Turkish space rock? Who is this woman?
Gaye Su Akyol. Very interesting voice. The way she sings is similar to classical traditional Turkish singing. Its roots is in the music of the Ottoman palace, or the urban music of the Ottoman times. This tradition goes into the Turkish Republic in the early 19th century. People listen to these kind of old school songs still, and there is the classical singing of the Turkish music. She took that and turned it over into something else, backed with a psychedelic rock music and a progressive and strong singing. And we have the result, Gaye Su Akyol, a wonderful combination of two worlds. Paramadım için diken yara anla beni anla kaçamadım aşkın dalgasından. Sana saçmalamalarına kahrına yoruldum bu dev mağlubiyetten gitmemenden bittim anlasana kaç şehir yandı yokluğunda reklerimi candı. Altyazı
I thought I would throw in a little curveball. I know you didn't put this artist on your list, the free jazz cellist of Turkey. What's her name? And I want to know her story.
The Gülşah Erol.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Interesting choice, because she's one of the younger players, and she has also interesting story. She's also very much related to the improv scene, jazz musicians, but also with very progressive rock music.
She just drops all of these different kinds of recordings, 24 of them almost on Bandcamp, and oh, yes, that you can just download for free.
We have this interesting problem in Turkey about it's not so easy to become successful or to make it work commercially. Experimental music or new tries are always a bit hard to infuse to the people.
And we're here at the 26th annual Istanbul Jazz Festival. Harun, I feel as soon as I arrived here the first time, I almost was like, I'm back in New York. There's just something about this place that reminds me of New York. And I don't know if it's like the density of people or just the like pastiche of culture just bombarding you from every angle. And also it being just so modern and contemporary too, that it gave me that impression. But
if somebody, especially somebody out of Istanbul, asked me about Istanbul, the first word that comes to my mind is chaos, chaotic. I mean, which is both good and bad. And when I go to New York, I feel the same kind of chaos in a different way. But yeah, there is this people rushing around on to different corners of the city, everybody in that being very busy kind of mindset, etc. And I feel the same thing, but maybe the same word, but not in the same meaning, perhaps. There can be a connection. There can be a connection that way.
So we're going to wrap things up with this Vitrin showcase from the Istanbul Jazz Festival with one last choice. And yes, if you aren't scared away already from all of this interesting music, this will bring it all back home.
Eda Ant. Yes, she's one of the newcomers of the scene. And actually, she's a wonderful performer, arranger, composer. She's also daughter of a very famous Turkish bassist, Kürşat Ant. Her name is Eda Ant, by the way. And does wonderful music. She just recently released her debut album called Augmented Life.
And we should say she's a pianist and composer.
Oh, yes, she's a pianist. Sorry. Yes, that's also important. She has straight ahead jazz tracks, classical arrangements from Chopin, but also there are interesting songs like the 9/8 blues, very traditional Turkish rhythm, the 9/8 rhythm. And she's been able to implement it in her music, mixed with the jazz attitude.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. There's no reason why we can't hear a little bit of this too. Well, thank you so much, Harun, for joining us and sharing this exciting playlist. So thank you.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you.
9/8 Blues by the pianist and composer Etta And from her project Augmented Life, celebrating modern sounds in Turkey today at this year's Istanbul Jazz Festival with its artistic director, Harun Izer. And we thank Harun for joining us today to share all of these awesome sounds that, I mean, quite frankly, we never get to hear over here in the States. And if you want to learn more about any of this music, all of this music, I highly recommend you to go to our website right now, check out jazz.org, where we've constructed a full playlist, all the names of the artists and the songs you've heard in this program. Check out jazz.org. And if you want to hear it again, of course, it's on demand. You can hear it whenever you want on your various podcast platforms. And we're also on social media. Make sure to follow us at Checkout Jazz. We have a Facebook page. You can find me on Instagram. You know, The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.